Welcome this evening to this evening prayer service. It is a blessing to be here to lead and to offer an opportunity in the midst of this Easter season as the sun goes down to welcome and to seek the light of Christ that shines in and through us. As we make our way through this time together, I would like to invite you to grab a candle. Maybe you don't have one nearby, and that's okay. You can gather around mine. But if you do have one, I'd like to invite you to join with me as we light this candle. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. In this Easter season, we continue to seek the light of Christ within us. May it be our guide at our feet when we feel lost, our hope when we despair, and our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. I'd like you to join with me responsively in this psalm. I will read both the bolded and non-bolded parts, but I'd like you to offer the bolded parts as we offer this together. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Let us listen now to some music as we reflect on the word from our psalm. We know our own brokenness, but in this time, we offer it to God as we seek the transformation that comes with this Easter season. Let us offer our prayer of confession together. O Christ, we confess that sometimes the light that shines from the empty tomb is too bright. We turn from it, hide from it, run from it. We find shadows in the hopes that we might escape your sight, forgetting that you know us and our sins better than we know ourselves. Help us to step out into the light, to marvel at the miracle of the tomb and to follow in your way. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. We have seen the lengths to which God will go for love of us, to the edge of life and beyond. In our brokenness, God loves us to wholeness. In our sin, God finds us, forgives us, and holds us close. Thanks be to God for such a boundless love as this. We turn now to the Acts reading that was read today in worship by Alana Palmer, but will be read today this evening by me. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Let us enter now into a time of silent reflection as we allow the words of this act of what Peter did to become a part of who we are. May we reach out as Peter reached out, bringing hope and healing and love to those that the world often forgets. Let us pray. Hear us this night, O God. Hear our prayers of thanks for the gifts of this life. Hear our cries of longing and brokenness in the midst of a world that can seem so dark. This night, as the sun wanes, we continue to seek the light that shines from the empty tomb, the light that finds a home within us, the light that guides us on our way. Hear us as we pray. We continue this night as we have for many nights, to hold in our hearts all those affected by the shooting in Nova Scotia last week. We still don't know how to feel because there is so much coming to the surface. We are angry. We are afraid. We are confused, despairing, grieving. We are all of these things often at the same time. And in other moments, we are numb, too broken by what has happened to even know how to respond. Be with us this night, O God, and wrap your arms around all those who feel keenly the losses of life. Speak to us in those moments when we feel lost because our world has been turned upside down. encourage us. When we cannot see your light through the darkness cast by fear, hate, and cruelty that seems to thrive in this world. Hear our cries, O God. Cries for a world set right, a world where there is no corner so remote that it can escape your revealing light, a world of loving relationship with one another and with you. Hear our cries in the silence of this moment. Though our hearts are filled with grief for the loss of life in this world, we continue to give thanks to you, O God, for the new life that comes with the turning of the seasons. We even give thanks to you, O God, for the seasons, a constant reminder and comfort of our life in you. Like this world, we move from life to death and into new life in you, new life in Christ. We give thanks for all those who touch our lives and whose lives we touch as we make our way through this life. We were not created to be alone, and never have we known this to be more true than in this time of isolation. Remind us to always be grateful for the connections that we have made to one another on the way. Hear our shouts of thanks, O God, for the many blessings that we find in our lives. And because those blessings are so many, even in the midst of times like these, we offer thanks for them all in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers of deep concern for a world much in need. Prayers of deep gratitude for a world of beauty that yet exists beyond the veil of darkness that we often cast. Hear these prayers of thanks and concern, O God, as we bring them together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This light, O God, just like this day, wanes and dies. Remind us that our life in you and Christ's light that lives in us can never go out. May we live fully the gift of each moment, guided by your will, O God. May the light that shines from the tomb shine on the way before us. Amen. Now go. Go from this time into the world with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to be carried to those places where you can best use your gift in service of the ones that God loves and calls you to serve. Amen. Go in peace this night.